Bibles this morning to Psalm 119. We left off at verse 45. Which said, this is what we covered last time, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. And we showed from God's word that real liberty comes when you are a servant of God, when you're bound by his truth, and you're walking in his ways. That's when you're most free. It's not when you can do what you want, when you want, how you want. It's when you are surrendered to God. That's when you walk at liberty, when you acknowledge His Word, His truth. That's when you will have the greatest freedom and peace and joy. Now, the result of that is found in verse 46. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. Liberty and walking in the Lord's ways will naturally produce boldness in speaking of God's ways. If you've been set free from sin, if you've really experienced the power of God's grace, and you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and you've been made alive by the power of the Holy Spirit, and you've been given the grace to believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died in your place, that He was buried, and that He rose again. If that message of grace and truth has been brought home to your heart, and your life has been changed, you ought to want to talk about it. I think it was the atheist, the guy that does magic stuff out in Las Vegas. I think his name is Penn Jillette or something like that. He said, I'm an atheist, but if I really believed that there was a God who loved people enough to send His only begotten Son to die in the place of their sins and give them eternal life, he said, how much would you have to hate somebody not to tell them about that? And I thought, wow. That's what an atheist is saying. You and I, how much do we love sinners? Are we willing to share with them the way of truth, the way of life, the way of grace, the way of forgiveness, of reconciliation to God? How much do we really care about the souls of men? You see, liberty and walking in the Lord's ways will cause you to talk about His ways. It'll be in your life. You will be a living witness if you've been changed by the power of God. And when we're living right and doing right, we will not fear what man may do unto us. Rather, we will speak of the glory of God to men, regardless what their reputation or their station of life may be. The psalmist said, I will speak of thy testimony also before kings, and will not be ashamed. What boldness to not fear someone because of their station in life, their wealth, their power, their ability to be able to persecute you, to be able to do something to harm you, he said, I'm not going to be ashamed. The fear of man bringeth a snare, and it chokes our witness. Proverbs 28:1 says, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. People say, how has our nation fallen? You want to blame it on Hollywood? You want to blame it on the news media? You want to blame it on corrupt politicians? All of those are contributing factors. But what about the Lord's churches? What about preachers who won't stand against perversity and homosexuality and abortion and atheism and denial of the truth of God's Word? What about Christians who are silent, who are afraid for others in the workplace to know that they're saved by the grace of God and washed in the blood of the Lamb? What about those who say, oh, you shouldn't talk about religion or politics? That's from the devil. It's not from God. God's Word says nothing of that. I think it's one of the reasons why people have no concept of God. Nobody's talking about Him. We've raised an entire generation of children in our government education system who know little or nothing about God as the Creator, Christ as the Redeemer. They know little or nothing about the horrors of Marxism and communism and their murderous designs of tyranny. And it's gotten to the point where we have young people who don't have any concern about going to church at all. And it's sad because they've been indoctrinated by propaganda that is anti-God and anti-Christ. And if you think that a Sunday morning, Sunday school, Sunday night is going to make it all better, it's not enough. We got to live for the Lord. There is so much deceit in our world today, and very little to counter it. And where are the preachers who will stand up and say, I believe God. I believe His Word. I'm going to stand by His truth. Where are the churches who will stand against evil, who will call sin for what it is, lawlessness against God? And where are individual believers being bold in their witness and telling others that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? I think the time is coming when there is going to be a separation of the wheat and the chaff, where we're really going to see who's going to stand. I never knew if I would see it in my lifetime, but I think it's upon us. As I speak today, there are Christians in China that are being brutally murdered at the direction of tyrannical communism, because they see Christianity, the Word of God, the family unit, they see all of that as a threat against the state, against their power, against their control, because Christianity sets you free. It enables you to think for yourself according to God's Word, rather than the dictates of a communist state. Folks, this is real. There are Christians in China today that are losing their life. In Africa, they're being brutally murdered by Muslims. It's real. You don't hear about it, but it's truth. I pray that we'll be like the three Hebrews who would not bow the knee to the idol of man's devising, but that we'd be willing to go into the fiery furnace proclaiming that the God that we serve is able to deliver us. May we be like Daniel, who would rather pray and brave the den of lions than keep his mouth shut to appease a heathen king. May we be like the Apostle Paul, who said in Romans 1, "So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel of Christ to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." In the same determination of soul, Paul exhorted his son in the faith, Timothy, in 2 Timothy 1:8, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." Troublesome times call for a bold witness. And I pray that God will give me grace, that I'll preach His gospel and stand for His truth and walk in a way that's right until I draw my last breath. That I'll go down preaching the gospel of the grace of God, depending on the power of God, relying upon God's provision and His protection, and not allowing a disease or sickness or government mandates to cause me to back down from sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and exposing darkness and wickedness in high places. It was said of Latimer in England that he was a man of much courage and boldness. And they said to witness to the fact, he gave King Henry VIII a New Year's gift. It was a New Testament wrapped in a napkin which had written on it, "Whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge." Now, if I'm not mistaken, old Latimer was burned at the stake. And I don't know if it was because of that New Year's gift. But folks, I'm not telling you to go out and be nonsensical and invite danger into your life. I'm telling you, live for the Lord. Stand for His Word. Speak the truth in love. Share the gospel with others. Live your life in such a way that people see that the love of Christ has overwhelmed you and changed you. And share it with others. Now, the world in which we live is hostile to this message. The world wants you, if you say you believe Genesis 1:1, even the religious world today is opposing that. That's how far churches and Christians have compromised. As we enter into 2021, may we have great resolve. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. He said, I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. What resolve! May God give us grace to have the same resolve. We're dismissed.